This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The great and the small. I remember vividly the end of the War of the Worlds, when what brought down the Martians was the least among us, bacteria. Maybe fungi had something to do with it as well. We are Hotel Mars. David Livingston's here as my co-pilot, and it's a delight to speak with Ted Schultz, a research entomologist, Department of Entomology, National Museum of Natural History, Smithsonian, about an article he and his colleagues have published about something that might have been in practice before the asteroid, the meteor struck Yucatan and ended the dinosaurs, but certainly blossomed afterwards and continues, which is a relationship between ants, very small ants, who farm fungi in order to create food basis for their continued existence. Fungi are not plants. They're not animals. They're a separate kingdom. Okay, Ted, you've got an unlimited budget. Where are you going next? Thank you.
Oh, I love the idea of an unlimited budget. And I think that even if I could choose anything and have enough money to pay for it, it would be a time machine. And I would take that time machine and go back and directly observe what happened 66 million years ago. But I realized that no budget, no matter how large, could probably buy me a time machine. So I have to make do, as I have throughout my career, with inferences about things that happened in the past, using data from the present or from fossils, which have been very helpful. And in that case, there are two major things I would do. One of them is to get a lot of whole genome data, and the other one is to do a lot more field work. And both are absolutely essential for the kind of work I do. The paper that we just published depends on over 35 years of field work, field collections made by myself and many colleagues. So in the field work department, I'd want to go out there and I'd want to get multiple examples of every species of fungus farming ant and every species of fungi that they cultivate. Because for well over half of the fungus farming ants, we have no idea really what fungi they cultivate. We have some idea based on patterns that we can observe, but otherwise we don't know. Now with the genetic data, I think now that we have in the paper, we show an evolutionary tree for the fungi that are cultivated by ants and an evolutionary tree for the ants that cultivate the fungi. And we can see all sorts of correspondences, including temporal correspondences. You know, the fungi cultivation by ants arises 66 million years ago in the fungi. The cultivation of fungi arises 66 million years ago in the ants. But what we now need to know is, we can see the origins of major groups of what we call agricultural systems, a group of ants that cultivates a group of fungi. But what we want to know is what genetic change took place in the ancestors of the ants and the fungi that they cultivate in each of those major transitions. And the way we can do that using extant fungi and ants is by getting whole genome data and looking at the changes in the genes within the ants and changes within the genetic evolution within the fungi.
David Livingston, Dr. Space, and Ted Schultz, Research Entomologist, Department of Entomology, National Museum of Natural History, Smithsonian Institution. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,